A yearly procession to commemorate the use of nuclear weapons on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, Japan, took place in Syracuse yesterday. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, organizers say the drive to abolish nuclear weapons is more important than ever in today's political climate.
"We can't forget the destruction that followed the use of nuclear weapons over 70 years ago," says activist Ray Kramer.
"I think we should all be especially anxious now because there is a president who uses the words fire and fury as a response to the threatening postures of North Korea."
Kramer says she doesn't trust the leadership of the U.S. or North Korea when it comes to containing nuclear weapons. She believes that's the source of what will be escalating protests against U.S. nuclear policy in coming months, as well as support for legislation that would prevent the president from launching nuclear weapons without congressional approval.
"Churches, scientists, schools, community organizations, peace and justice organizations are coming together and saying, what can we do? What kind of pressure can we put on the Senate and on the House that hopefully in turn will get to the president's ears and say, this is not a matter of saving face. This is a matter of saving the earth."
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.